The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's a piece I hope you will enjoy from my friend and colleague, Michael Medved.
There was a great deal of discussion about a newly released intergovernmental report, and this is all the federal departments under President Donald Trump, predicting that there will be a devastating impact on the U.S. economy if we don't do much, much, much more to combat climate change. And this follows the last month. There was a big U.N. climate change report that predicted very, very dire consequences and the need for emergency action. There's very few people who can address this kind of situation more effectively than my guest, Bjorn Lomborg, and I'm very pleased that he's been on the show many times. He is the president of the Copenhagen Consensus Center and a visiting professor at the Copenhagen Business School, and he has been writing on issues of realistic approaches to human betterment, including coping with climate change, for a long time. So, Bjorn, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says we are all at risk of premature death through climate change unless we act dramatically and immediately, to which you say?
That's just simply incredible exaggeration. There is a problem. This is totally out of the of anything reasonable to say that kind of thing.
What about this statistic that has come up that says that it's going to be a devastating blow to the U.S. economy over the next 50 years if we don't curb greenhouse gases? Do you buy that argument that's been basically endorsed by the U.S. government now?
Well, yes. So if you look at where this comes from, it's in the very back of the report. They claim that the damage cost could go as high as 10% of U.S. GDP by the end of the century. But there's a number of things that you need to realize before you buy into this. First of all, the methodology that is being used for this estimate is incredibly dodgy. It's not related to the well-established climate economics studies of what are the costs and benefits of climate change. And for the world, it estimates wildly different numbers than what the established literature does. Just to give you a sense, at sort of 8 or 9 degrees Fahrenheit temperature increase, it estimates that the world will lose about 23% of its GDP. The established literature estimates about a fifth of that, or about 5%. And it runs on some really strange assumptions, which actually shows up because they say if you have it hotter, you will grow less. If you have it cooler, you'll grow more. So actually, they find that the two richest countries in the world will be two very cool countries. One will be Iceland, which will be by far the richest country per capita in the world. And the second richest is going to be Mongolia, which right now is about, 4% of what the U.S. is, but by 2100, because of climate change, will actually be 4 times richer than the U.S. It's really hard to believe these sorts of numbers. So that's one thing that the study has against it, but it's not the only thing. They also exaggerate their own estimates. They talk about 15 degrees Fahrenheit temperature increases. That's what you need to get up to 10%. But that's nowhere near what they're predicting. In worst-case outcomes, they're predicting almost 9 degrees Fahrenheit, so almost half, and certainly the impact would be half. And then that worst case is also unrealistic. So they heap on unrealistic and exaggerated statements to get to the 10%. This does not mean that there's no problem, but it means it's vastly exaggerated and not really helpful to make a good conversation about how we tackle global warming.
Well, one of there's a piece today, and it's a fine piece, and you've probably seen it. It's by Stephen Koonin, who's a theoretical physicist and a professor at New York University, who brings up something very important that I hadn't noticed, stupid me, which is that a great deal of the publicity regarding this government study that now says that climate change is going to be devastating the economy has to do with reductions in the growth rate for the economy, not in the economy itself. And given the fact that people are projecting such huge growth for the U.S. economy, like 400% over the next 70 years, that's a tiny, tiny percentage of overall economic activity that would even be changed in their worst case analysis. Can you help explain where's this coming from? Where's the alarmism coming from in the government?
Yes, this is another, and Koonin is exactly right. So fundamentally, what we're expecting is that because of the economic growth, pretty much everyone across the world is going to be much richer by the end of the century. The U.S. is probably going to be, say, 300% richer. And then you say, but 10% less rich. Now, that's not an unreasonable amount. That's a significant amount. But it still means the U.S. and each individual in the U.S. will be much, much richer. And that's important to recognize, that we're talking about a change of a much, much larger income by the end of the century.
And by the way, when you say much richer, you mean include longer life expectancy, better health, better diet, better living conditions?
You would hope that was included, but no, this is actually just the economic benefits. Obviously, they have an impact of what you just talked about. But besides the fact that we will be richer and hence be able to afford better medical care, we will also have better medical technology. So a lot of things that are incredibly costly now will be incredibly cheap by the end of the century. Things we can't even imagine right now will be available to make you live even longer, live even more comfortable. And of course, that goes through all the other areas. So when we're saying that you will be three times richer by the end of the century, that's a very crude way of saying life will be better. But the real chance is you're going to be a lot better off than three times. And then there is a global warming issue. It will make you slightly less well off than you would otherwise have been. You'll be phenomenally much better off, but you'll be slightly less well better off by the end of the century. That's the problem. And, of course, that's why you have to sort of push back on the Ocasio-Cortez claim that we're all going to die from climate change. Look, it is a problem that we should tackle smartly, but it's not the end of the world. It's by no means a huge determinant of the 21st century.
Okay, if the president of the United States were to pick up the phone and say, Bjorn, a lot of smart people think we do have some problem. What can we actually do constructively that isn't going to wreck the economy that could actually help on this issue of climate change?
So we asked 27 of the world's top climate economists, three Nobel laureates, that exact question. Where can you do the most good for climate for every dollar you spend? And the short answer is you should invest a lot more in green energy research and development. So fundamentally, the problem is that right now, fossil fuels are the cheapest way to power the planet. That's why people keep on doing it. That's why when you promise you're going to go green, you eventually end up breaking your promises. We've seen that for the last 30 years in climate negotiations. You promise to cut carbon emissions, but then you realize, this is going to be expensive, and so you only do a little bit. What we need to do is to make green energy so cheap that eventually everyone will want to switch. That can only happen through innovation. And if you'll allow me, let me give you a sort of clear analogy. If you think back on the 1860s, back then, we were hunting whales like there is no tomorrow because whales have this wonderful oil that burns really, really brightly. And it was, lighting up most homes in the U.S. and Europe. We were not able to tell people, could you please, have it a little less bright? Could you please burn a little less? What worked was that we got an innovation, and that innovation was actually fossil fuel. That was petroleum. And suddenly we found a cheaper alternative than hunting whales that was much easier accessible, actually burnt better, and was cheaper. That got everyone to switch. So the simple answer was you couldn't tell people, could you please stop hunting the whales? But what you could do was give people an innovation that would actually be better and cheaper and, oh, not kill the whales. That's the exact same thing we need today. And so the president should stop focusing on, and honestly, he's not all that focused on cutting carbon emissions through, you know, subsidizing solar and wind, but instead focusing on the much cheaper opportunity of get cheaper green energy. Innovation has always been the way forward for the U.S., and in this case, it's also the way forward for the world.
And may it continue. Bjorn Lomborg, we've posted his column recently at USA Today. He has another column coming out on this issue. Go to michaelmedved.com and you can read about it.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.